nothing costs nothing, but pay a price for it. You have to meet with the 1030.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye, and then we're going to float Rumsfeld out and talk about phase three. You know, get that the push. We're sending up the impoundment thing this morning, which points out that you're impounding a smaller percentage than has been historically the case in the past, 3.2%, I believe, versus an average of 5% in the past, which is for that mainland. My letter from you to the leaders of the
state response for theirs. Yeah.
Yeah, it's consistent with legislation passed in 65.
Correct.
Then we have an extensive series of testimony today on the Hill with Schultz. The Weinberger thing still going.
Weinberger, Ash.
Bill Timmons thinks that it'd be another couple, 2 to 3 days, and feels it's got to be wrapped up. It's that type of day.
Yeah.
It gives you different. You send it to China, you got a tremendous play.
China is always
right.
One of the very sensitive places. Even this late. Goes all stupid.
John Ehrlichman told me an interesting thing here in relation to Hanoi and China. Of course, Herb's going on that and is really up about that, but he apparently has an offer that John said he was going to talk to him about today to become president of the University of Connecticut. I said, my heavens, take it. For her to do that. It would be a good place for him to
observe some influence for the college presidents.
Right. Well, maybe so. I don't know.
I'm not sure. Henry's not keen on her flying away.
Well,
Henry feels he can handle the press all right. No, I'm just not that press is going to hear from him. He's going to there and say, it's going to be not the American press, but all the foreign press will hear that.
Of course, it's good
for Henry. There's a Duke on there, and how he needs to know how to handle it. You know what I mean? Just as sure as he's sitting there, he said, oh, he will make a mistake.
Good thing about Herb, too, having been in Hanoi and to China. When he comes back, when he talks about the China Initiative and the peace settlement and so forth,
great authority.
He can have that substance behind him to make the points that should be made. Now, on the University of Connecticut thing, the only reason I raise it is to make you aware of it, but a year or two for Herb in a job such as that could bridge him off into something. From this to that could bridge him off into something perhaps better than it might be there for him at this time. I don't know.
That seems strange.
We're going to put John out on probably Wednesday. he's already.
See, let's say these people out. You've got to have a counter attack.
Well, that's that's in the works. Yes, sir. John is putting together with Ken Cole and the Clausen people an attack back from what he refers to as the cases are matters. And he said there are a number of them prepared to stand up and address this. So that's in the works. Excuse me. It should be taking place this afternoon and tomorrow. So that, and then John would follow up on that with a briefing. Perhaps we'll put John out tomorrow.
Okay. I'm inclined to think that the Nolte family, I don't want to exploit that thing. I don't want to press venture or any of that sort of thing. That's overly. See what I mean?
Yes. I think we should have that done, yeah. I think Ollie should take a picture and let's see how the meeting goes, or maybe something that we would like to move on a low-key basis move on it.
I don't want a whole herd of press people and looking at these poor people and all the day
No, I agree. I think an Ollie picture and then we can release it. Well, there continues to be. There continues to be a certain unsettledness amongst the news media. The Trib, of course, was concerned about the Whitehead thing and got a little exercised on that.
Really?
Yeah, they had a very. I think they had a front page story on it. And I think because of the television stations and that they have, as you know, and the whole thrust of that, they have extra.
Their television stations are because of the Whitehead thing.
Well, the five-year thing, but there's still that element.
The Whitehead thing
that
really goes to the local control. It doesn't go to it goes on the network, not the local control.
That is understood if you look at the legislation, but there still is an impression that the Trib got sucked into. I think that probably. We haven't done much with the Trib on an individual basis.
I'm referring to one paper. I'm referring to, generally speaking, you think it's the amount of public exposure and so forth.
Yes. Time Magazine referred to that this week. The fact that you have known for a period and now have come out fighting and, you know, come out clearly standing by your position. I think the Trib, and I quite frankly have not read it, the full Trib section carefully enough to make a judgment, but security man, and you're kind of guy who wrote the story, it was in the weekend papers, it was a jab-type story, you could tell from the way it was written, but the only negative story I've seen was a security seller story. On his arrival in the MTM.
He gets back from the party. My personal thinking is he was rather than to go to California State, he probably just stay in Washington. Just damn hard. His problem, Ross. God damn it. He has too much security. As a vice president, he doesn't. You know, the law doesn't require him to be protected. It's his choice. He can tell the Secret Service to get the hell out of the way. You know what? He really can.
Well, the other
thing. At least you get them out of the way and go over and talk to people and bash you a Chrysler 153 trip and a fire one.
Trip after trip that he goes on, but the basic story that comes back is what I'm
thinking about that. What I was referring to the communications gap was not the Whitehead and that sort of thing. That's what the Whitehead thing could be. I mean, pretty clearly justified it for the particular view of papers like the trip, because I was really talking about his local control,
right,
local responsibility, and the 5-year rule and so forth we're trying to protect. Let give them the opportunity. What I mean is I really feel that we are going all out. I mean, I think that we are doing as much as we possibly can. I don't want to appear that we're reacting to the idea that we have not been having too much
practice
with it. And we had enough lesson, right?
Johnson article that appeared over the weekend.
I thought about that. Well, first, the Haynes Johnson thing, as you know, was incorrect.
Yes, sir. That's right.
I made that point at least 100 times around here, so people got to get that. Amnesty for the enemy is one thing. I mean, amnesty for the South was one thing, but Lincoln was a hard line in terms of amnesty for those that deserted.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. And the best piece that has been written on it, the star editorial, got my very, very nice one.
Senate will hit it again.
You sure other people write the programs you were in
I was going back for a moment. I had a note on the vice president reporting. Really, from a news standpoint, he does not get particularly much more focused in doing that with the cabinet. He gets more.
My point is, I don't want to make any focus.
Okay.
My point is,